are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Tuesday episode for you. We're going to go over the overnight dates episode from last night. Got a few thoughts on that. That's going to cover most of today's podcast. And I got a little bit on Taylor Swift. Kind of a little bone to pick with Miss Swiftie. I don't think she's listening. I don't think she'll care. But I think a lot of people probably have this little complaint. She's basically done nothing wrong her whole life, in my eyes. However, there is something that I'm like, okay, wait, what? Why? Huh? Who? So, okay, so let's get into it, and we'll get to all that momentarily. Let's get started on last night's episode. Well, actually, before that, a couple things to cover in regards to yesterday. I told you, you know, what I was in the hospital for over the weekend. I'm type 2 diabetic now, and I met with my doctor yesterday because obviously over the weekend I was sent to a hospital. I talked to a doctor there, but my primary care physician obviously looks over everything and says, okay, this is what we need to do. And, you know, he added a couple medications that he wants him to be on, you know, cholesterol, some blood pressure thinner, you know, blood pressure pills, which my blood pressure really wasn't out of control at all. And it's a very small dosage, it's like 5 milligrams. But I am now taking 4 different pills a day and, you know, my shots, my insulin shots and whatnot. But like I said, it's more tedious than anything. It's not too much of an inconvenience. I feel like I've mastered it now. I can do it very quickly and it does not hurt. It's just a little prick in my finger or a prick in my belly. That's basically it. However, I do have one side effect that has happened, and I was like, wait a second, this is weird, because when I checked into the hospital on Thursday, I had my glasses on, and I've basically had my glasses on ever since Thursday. I've not worn my contacts because I wasn't really needing to. I put my contacts in yesterday for the first time since I started all this insulin treatment, and when I'm driving, it's fine. I can see far. I can see clear. Perfectly fine. It's my nearsightedness, right? Or anything near. I put in my contacts, and I look at my phone to look at my text messages, look at all my screen, you know, scroll, and everything was kind of blurry. And I'm like, huh? Did my prescription change overnight? And then I Googled, you know, does insulin affect eyesight? And what I got was this exact answer. You may also get blurry vision when you start insulin treatment. This is due to shifting fluids, but it generally resolves itself after a few weeks. For many people, as blood sugar levels stabilize, so does their vision. So that's where I'm at. With my glasses, I'm fine with even, you know, taking the insulin. It was with my contacts in. I was holding my phone like 3 feet from my face. And if I concentrated really hard, could I read texts? Yes. But it was kind of a struggle to read it because it was like it was still kind of blurry and the words were kind of blending together. And I was like, this, I didn't have this before Thursday. So I figured, so that is one side effect that I've had. Everything else, nothing. No nausea, no vomiting, no, you know, bathroom issues, anything like that. It's just weird. And here's something I was going to mention when I started talking about The Bachelor, but I'll just mention it now. I don't know if you've noticed this. I don't know how many people watch The Bachelor live. I watch it live just so I'm not behind and I can live tweet. But I never really paid attention to the commercials. I don't know if you know this, but I swear every single commercial break for The Bachelor, there is something related to diabetes in their commercial break. I mean, I saw something for Mounjaro. I saw something for Ozempic. I saw something for something called Arexvy. And it's just like every commercial break now, I'm like, geez, this is my life. Now I'm like actually paying attention to it, hearing what they say. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll look at this. But yeah, so I don't know if anyone's ever noticed that, but there is seemingly a diabetes commercial every commercial break during The Bachelor. So I've started to pay attention to that a little bit. So let's get to the episode. And first off, if you weren't following on Twitter last night, I made it pretty clear. And I need to clarify something since some people took it the wrong way. But here's the thing about Sandra and Susan and Leslie talking to Kelsey and Daisy and Rachel. Kelsey, Daisy, and Rachel have no idea who these women are in terms of they never watched them on the show. When I said that on the Twitter, I was like, they never saw them on the show. And to break it down, Gary's women were announced online to where we could see pictures and their names on August 20th. Joey's women started filming on September 19th. Gary's season first episode wasn't until September 28th. So what I was saying was Kelsey, Daisy, and Rachel never saw these women on the episodes by the time they met them down in Mexico. I'm sure, and obviously they did, producers told them, hey, you're going to be meeting with Susan. She was on The Golden Bachelor. Hey, you're going to be meeting with Leslie. Maybe they said, hey, Leslie finished second, whatever. But what I was trying to say was, because some people said like, well, what do you mean? Kelsey was talking about how Leslie didn't win or whoever. I think Leslie spoke to Kelsey, right? Yeah. Well, Kelsey was talking. Well, yeah, because Leslie told her. I'm saying that at the time in real time when Kelsey met Leslie, as Leslie's walking toward her, Kelsey has no idea what happened to Leslie on The Golden Bachelor. She never watched it because she was out filming. So that was the point of that. But it's just weird that they're using these women. And look, 99% of the audience doesn't understand that anyway. That's why I tried to bring it to people's attention last night. These women don't know. They never watched Susan or Leslie or Sandra on the season because it was airing while they were filming. So, yeah, they were probably given a heads up by producers like, hey, this woman was on The Bachelor, you know, Golden Bachelor, and maybe she did this or whatever. But I don't know. Maybe producers didn't tell Kelsey that Leslie finished second. Maybe producers wanted Leslie to go in and tell her that. And we'll get to what Leslie told Kelsey in a little bit. But just wanted to point that out. I just think it was funny that even, you know, remember in the beginning of the season when they had Askin on the group date, none of these women would know who these women were because they hadn't watched the show. So I've always thought that was weird. If you were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, last night you know that the Dallas Mavericks, there's like 9 games the rest of the season that are going to be televised on ABC instead of Bally's. And one of them was last night against the Chicago Bulls. So if you live in Dallas, not only did you not get to see The Bachelor, they ran something at the top of the screen a few times during the Maverick game that says, you can still watch The Bachelor in its entirety starting at 2:11 a.m. So yeah, if you were in Dallas last night and you couldn't find a way to watch the show, if you have it recorded in your DVR, I'm sure it recorded, but it didn't start till 2:11 in the morning. For me, same thing that happened. Remember when I told you when ABC and DirecTV hadn't come to, and I was missing out on ABC for like 2 months. I ended up watching it on someone else's Hulu's account that's out of town. That's how I was able to watch the show. I didn't have any special privileges. I just found somebody who has Hulu Live, and I watched the ABC affiliate, I believe, in Philadelphia or something like that. It was in Pennsylvania somewhere. So, the Mavericks, and I don't know how many more Monday games they have, but they usually have Monday games, so there might be another episode. I mean, there's only 2 episodes left of The Bachelor, so unless they have one next Monday or the following Monday, it shouldn't affect anything else Bachelor-wise, but... you know what? Let me check that for you. Oh, wow. So Monday, March 25th, the Dallas Mavericks do have a game at the Utah Jazz. My guess is that game's televised by ABC. So finale night, make your plans, Dallas-Fort Worth. If you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, you're not going to be able to watch the finale until probably 2:11 in the morning again, because my guess is that game is also going to be shown on ABC. Wow. I'm sorry, Dallas people. I would do what I do. Find somebody who lives in another city that has Hulu Live or YouTube TV and watch it on theirs in another city. That's really the only way you can watch it live. Actually, I just looked it up. There are 13 Mavericks games that were being broadcasted on ABC through the rest of the year. And... the 25th is not one of them. Thursday, March 21st against Utah at home is being televised on ABC and Friday, March 29th, but the 25th is not on there. So Dallas-Fort Worth, you can breathe a sigh of relief. You are not screwed for Bachelor finale night. You can watch it on ABC. This podcast is brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. You will fall in love with truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate. That's the biggest thing. It is guilt-free chocolate. Helps reduce your cravings, facilitates weight loss, boosts your energy, helps combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. You can put it in anything. You can put it in water. You can put it in milk. You can put it in a shake. It does not matter. Just one scoop. Mix it with anything you want. Not only that, it is gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, vegetarian, diet-friendly. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/RealitySteve and use promo code RealitySteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/RealitySteve. Use promo code RealitySteve. And remember, if you cannot remember that website that I just gave you, go to the episode description wherever you listen to your podcast. Click on Earth Echo Foods. It'll bring you right to the landing page. So Rachel was up first on her overnight date, and she almost broke her jaw jumping into the lake or whatever that was. What was it? Was it a well? It was whatever it was. Mini lake. Almost broke her jaw. So maybe we should stop doing this. Can we stop jumping and doing crazy things on overnight dates? Just make it fairly simple, you know? But she ended up being fine. She was struggling. Joey wiped her eyelash, and he had an eyelash on his thumb. He told Rachel to make a wish. We don't know what her wish was, but considering she's the final three on The Bachelor, and she's about a week away from a possible engagement, I'm guessing we know what Rachel's wish was when she blew the eyelash off Joey's thumb. Which goes to show, wishing upon an eyelash doesn't mean shit. Because she's the next one to go. And obviously, we know on overnight dates, we get the card and we bring it out. And this whole pomp and circumstance where an intern writes a card and signs it in Jesse Palmer's name to make us think that Jesse has that great of penmanship, which he doesn't. And it just says, use this key to stay in our overnight suite. And it always presents a key from the 1800s. And it's just like, okay, I understand. And once again, people took me so literally on Twitter last night when I said, hey, can we stop using actual keys for these people to stay in the fantasy suite? Like, what hotel in the world uses actual keys? And I had people responding to me, I stayed in France 5 years ago and they actually use keys. It's like, okay, I get it. You know what I mean, right? Like, I'm talking about any hotel. You ever stayed at a Marriott or a Hilton or a Hyatt or a Fairfield or any hotel in the U.S. that's a chain hotel and they have keys to give you for your room? No, that's my point. I was surprised how many people reached out to me and said, oh, I stayed at a hotel and they use a key. And it's like in this third world country. It's like, okay. It's like you can't even say anything on Twitter anymore. Excuse me. What else was I at? Oh, so Kelsey's up next. And Kelsey, has a great day. Things go well. And the next morning, Joey's cooking her eggs. And Joey cracks an egg. And I felt so good in that moment. You know why? Because now I know that I'm not the only person that when they try and cook eggs, sometimes I crack an egg. Especially when I want to cook sunny side up eggs. It's just the worst for me. If it breaks, I'm literally just throwing that egg out. And I'm trying again until I get it perfect. I know that's probably stupid, but that's what I do. But now, I've been more of an egg white guy recently, so I don't really have sunny side up anymore. Here's the interesting thing about the overnight date. First, starting with Kelsey. And this is what I talked about earlier with Leslie. I don't want to put it all on Leslie, because this very, very, very well could have been told to her by production. But what kind of advice is Leslie giving Kelsey by telling her, hey, don't get your hopes up. I did, and I got my heart broken. So you shouldn't get your hopes up because he could break your heart. What? Huh? Especially when Sandra and Susan are basically giving the opposite advice. Like, I understand what Leslie went through. I understand it didn't work out for her with Gary. But is that the advice she needs to be giving to somebody this late in the game? And where I question, and then, like I say, I don't want to put it all on Leslie, because they could have very well known how Kelsey felt about Joey still having relationships with two other women, and maybe they wanted Leslie to plant the seed in her head, like, hey, you might not get picked. As great as your date might be, and as great as a guy as Joey is, and how comfortable you feel with him, he might not pick you, so be careful. So I don't want to put it all on Leslie, but if producers didn't tell her to say that, then it does go all on her. And I just didn't think that was the greatest advice to give in that situation. I understand it is practical advice. Like, yeah, you know, don't get your hopes up. But when you're that close, why would you tell somebody that? You could just be like, hey, just keep an open mind. You know, anything can happen. But don't tell them don't get your hopes up because you could get dumped. It's essentially what she was telling her. And so that sent Kelsey spiraling. And that sent Kelsey to the fact that she had to write the note to tell Joey that they need to talk. And look, it seems like the talk is going to be about Kelsey telling Joey, look, I don't want to be there at the end if you're not going to pick me. Like, let me know earlier. And I'm sure that's how she's going to present it to him. I don't know how Joey's going to respond to that, because I believe in that moment Joey probably knows he's picking Kelsey, but he can't tell her that. So I guess what is he going to say? Like, hey, just, you know, trust the process. You know, we have a great relationship. Don't do, you know, don't sabotage it now. I understand what you're feeling, but, you know, he can't flat out tell her, like, yeah, I'm picking you. Don't leave. But her stance is going to be, I don't want to be here if I know I'm not going to be picked. Please don't do that to me. Basically, because Leslie planted it in her head that that could happen. So now my question just becomes, how is Joey going to handle it? I guess it's going to be something along those lines where he's just like, hey, trust the process. We can do this. Just think about our relationship, how much it's grown, all this stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of the thing that he's going to have to say to her. Like, what else can he say to her at that point? Because he can't flat out tell her, hey, don't leave. I'm going to pick you. He can't say that. So he's got to come back with, hey, it's okay. But he's going to tell her not to leave. Clearly, he knows she's not going to leave. We know this. So, yeah. That was, and then I guess the other big thing about last night's episode, and we didn't know this until last night, but he told two women that he's falling in love with them. Obviously, Kelsey went first before Daisy. He never told Rachel he was falling in love with her, so we knew that she was basically out of it, especially when we saw the other two dates. But when he tells Kelsey, who had the second overnight date, at least that was shown. I don't know if that was in the order that it was done. I think it was. But so we see him going on the second overnight date with Kelsey, and he tells her, I'm falling in love with you. And she's obviously so very happy. So at that point, you're just like, well, gosh, if he doesn't say it to Daisy, the unspoiled people are going to be like, well, this thing's over. He told one girl he's falling in love with her, and he didn't tell the other two that he was. But on the dinner date with Daisy, he tells her he's falling in love with her as well. He didn't say, I love you, to either of them. He said, I'm falling in love with you, which I don't know. Does this mean he's going to get shit for this? I know Ben Higgins say I'm falling in love with two. Didn't he tell JoJo and Lauren that he was falling in love with both of them? And he got a ton of shit. Or did he use different wording? I'm forgetting what he said. I know he used the word, and I know he used the L word. He might have said, I'm in love with you. So, okay, that's different. But either way, Joey telling two women at the very end of the season, I'm falling in love with you. I don't know. I guess that's a little bit better than saying, I'm in love with you, like Ben did. So, will be interesting to see how this plays out. Obviously, we know how it plays out. But next week, with the Kelsey letter and all that stuff. But I did not know that Joey told two women he's falling in love with them. So some people will have opinions about that. Some people will say you should say it to neither or only say it to the one you're truly falling in love with, because some people will say, how could you fall in love with two people? I think it's possible. In this situation, I think it's possible. In this bubble, in this format of the show, and the way things are done on this show, absolutely you can be falling in love with two people, or at least think you're falling in love with two people. because you're truly not really in love with anybody on this show. Not until after the fact when you get to know them. But very, very interesting that we found that out for the first time last night. Did not know. He told two women that. And because Joey is just a fan favorite of everybody, are people going to not criticize him because of that? Are they going to say that was wrong of him to do? Especially if he knew he was going to pick Kelsey. Should he have told Daisy that? Because clearly isn't that going to get Daisy's hopes up? Like, oh my gosh, he just told me he's falling in love with me. Like, why wouldn't that make her feel good? Or why would that make her feel like she's being picked? You know? So, very, very interesting dynamic, to say the least. And finally, just want to wrap up with this. You know I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. Taylor Swift is my leader. Taylor Swift can do nothing wrong in my eyes, except... So, back in, what, December, right before Christmas, was it? You could purchase the Eras World Tour on Amazon. Maybe it was in January. It was sometime in January, or December or January, because my niece was home for Christmas break, and we watched it when she got home. So, it must have been in December, because we watched it, like, the second day she got home. It was on probably the 13th, because that's her favorite number. So... we had to pay $19.89 to watch it on Amazon, and you can only watch it however many times in a span of, what, 24 or 48 hours. Well, now we know that the Eras Tour is coming to Disney Plus this Thursday, and we can watch it nonstop until the end of time. So it's like, Taylor, I love you. You're the best. Your concerts are the best. You are the most popular woman in the world. You're the most popular female vocal artist probably ever in the history of music in terms of what you've done and the money you've made. You're a multi-billionaire. Did you really need to charge us $19.89 to watch it in December knowing that it was going to come to streaming 3 months later and we can watch it for free? I mean, free as long as you have Disney Plus. Was that necessary? I would have waited 3 months. I didn't need to watch. I watched it that day for $20. Because I had no idea it was coming to streaming in March. But starting on Thursday, Eras Tour on Disney Plus, and you can watch it 1,000 times in a row if you want to. I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but I'm not saying I'm not going to do that either. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me and on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review if you can. But you got to hit play. That's the biggest thing. Please hit play. Because that certainly helps the podcast. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. My recap will be up on my website, realitysteve.com, in 2 hours. So check that out. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. We're back tomorrow with yet another Daily Roundup again. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. See you!